The fresh summer night air, the relentless chirp of crickets, the crunch of rubber tires on the gravel, and of course, the intoxicating buttery aroma of freshly popped popcorn. All of these things can be experienced on the 10.5-acre grounds of the Starlight Drive-In Theater. The Starlight has entertained guests of all ages with movie-filled evenings under the stars since it first opened in 1949, then known as the Lakeview Drive-In. But soon, owner Jeff Logan will close the gates and shut down the old film projector.
We're very sad, and there's a sense of loss, and we hate to close it, but that's part of business. You have to realize changing times.
Logan's family has been in the theater business in Mitchell since 1933, and he has owned the Starlight since 1976. This isn't the first time the drive-in has shut down. In 1986, the introduction of new technology like the VCR caused many drive-ins, including the Starlight, to close. But a newfound interest in outdoor theaters led to the Starlight's reopening in 1993. Although Logan says the business has done pretty well financially since then, the levels of attendance for his and all drive-in theaters have never been as high as they were in the 1950s and 60s. Although the theater bounced back in the 90s, Logan does not foresee a reopening for his drive-in again. The decision to close the Starlight came after theater companies announced they were going to stop making movies on film.
They're switching to digital distribution where they send the theater a hard drive. And the projection equipment required to run a digital movie costs upwards of $70,000 for each theater screen you have to convert. Well, that's simply too much money for a drive-in in this part of the country.
Logan says the region's late springs and early winters make the operational season shorter, making significant profits harder to come by, especially if he were to invest large amounts of money into digital conversion. Logan says all theaters, not just drive-ins, are faced with the financially daunting task of switching to digital. He says it is difficult to acquire a loan for digital equipment because there is too much debt and not enough money to pay it off. As a result, Logan says most drive-ins are faced with closing. Logan says he's received sad yet supportive responses from the public about the shutdown of the drive-in. He says the Starlight has made a positive impact on the community over the years.
You know, a drive-in theater, it's kind of like a movie picnic. You're outside, you're under the stars, nothing like it on a beautiful South Dakota evening with the clear skies and the stars twinkling and a gentle breeze. It's great. So people do love it, and it is, and a lot of people have told us, it's a quality of life issue, and it's something that Mitchell has that not many cities do.
In addition to the comfort of the outdoors, the Starlight has a nostalgic feel to it. From the small playground to the mini golf course and even the complimentary window washings, this drive-in is reminiscent of the golden age of outdoor theaters. The first three rows of parking are equipped with the old in-car speakers that hang from the vehicle's windows. This establishment even boasts promotional reels from the 1950s and 60s, featuring dancing hot dogs and singing soft drinks.
7 minutes to go to showtime.
We have those films and a lot of others, so we try to keep that flavor, that timeless or that nostalgic 1950s, 60s flavor to the drive-in. Although we've made a lot of remodeling and upgrades, but we try to keep the theme.
To go to showtime.
Logan recalls one of his first memories of the drive-in as a double date after prom in a borrowed Cadillac. Some people come to the drive-in with lawn chairs, others sit in the bed of a truck, and some have even brought RVs to the Starlight. But no matter how you go to the drive-in, the employees are there to meet you with a friendly smile.
Coming out to Starlight. Your radio station tonight is going to be 90.1 FM.
They too are sad about the closing of the Starlight. Adam Shoresman has been working there for 8 years.
It is pretty sad since I've been out here for a while. And I mean, after all the years, you start to develop relationships and friendships, or whatever, with the cast and with the people out here that come. And it's just going to be really sad to see, you know, the memories and the nostalgia of the whole drive-in, you know, theater aspect, you know, kind of go away.
Logan says the theater has been featured in several travel magazines and news stories throughout the world, and the guest book shows many international guests that have dropped by to experience a movie under the stars. Although a specific date is not yet set, Logan says the Starlight will show its final film sometime in September. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kathleen Suri in Mitchell.